Can you all hear me?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Right. I've put a picture up. You might recognise it. And I've given me sermon a title tonight. It's a dead cert. If only. Rarely happens. Looking at that picture, is it a dead cert? It's normally used as a gambling phrase, but tonight I'm going to look at it slightly differently. Firstly, I'm going to look at the words themselves. The two main words being dead and cert. Think about it, it's quite strange really. When you take the two words apart, you would not think that they would go together in a phrase. Dead, quite a negative word, meaning ceased, not live, lifeless, non-functioning, irrelevant, no feeling, no emotion. In a lot of ways, it's very much a no word. Then if you look at, on the other hand, the second word, cert. Really, it's a short and down word, meaning certainly. And this is very much the opposite to the first word. It's a yes word. For example, you can certainly do that. That is certainly all right. And I certainly know the answer to that question. The probable reason for stringing these two words together in a phrase was really a twist round in the actual meaning. Death or ceasing to exist is certainly going to happen. Now I'm going to look at it in that different perspective. In being a Christian, we have got, hopefully, some knowledge. And hopefully, I would say, we've got knowledge of more than one way of dead cert experiences which are happening and are to happen within our Christian lives. And these dead cert experience don't become that rare opportunity to gain something. They become exactly as that phrase is intended. It is a dead cert for you and for me. I'm only going to look at a few of these dead cert experiences, and there's probably quite a lot more that we can claim and that we can say that we have as Christians. The first is being God's children. In Romans 8:16, it says these words, "The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." Now, if you look at this verse and where it is in Scripture, the previous verse to it speaks of adoption and Father God. Yes, in accepting Christ into our lives and having a relationship with him, we are now in God's family. His sons and his daughters, and you can call him Dad. It's a personal relationship we can gain by accepting Jesus. By accepting Jesus into our lives and becoming a Christian. It's a dead cert. You'll notice throughout the various experiences that I'm going to share with you tonight, there's several things in common. There's several things which need to be in place for you to have these dead cert experiences. It's not that I'm going to be repeating myself. It's just that that is the way it has to be. The next experience that we can all share in is God's abiding love. In Romans 8:39, it says these words, "Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, throughout Scripture, quite regularly, love is mentioned. Love, and where it derives from, and where you can gain from it, and what love is described many times within Scripture. Now, the word love in an earthly environment and in earthly terms can be taken quite loosely. Terms like falling in love, falling out of love, and then falling in love and falling out of love again. It seems to be a thing which can be easily put to one side when Scripture tells us it's something completely different. In heavenly terms, love is everlasting. Love is a completely different kettle of fish. And in believing in Christ, we can claim this love, his love, a love which is immeasurable. In that scripture, it says about depth and height. These can't measure love. Not God's love. It's immeasurable. It's unfathomable. It's hard for us even to imagine the extent of which our Father's love for each one of us. Can dwell and move within our lives. In that scripture itself, it mentions the key to that love. It mentions Christ Jesus. It mentions, in some ways, that we must have that relationship. We must have that faith and that belief in Christ. But in having that, in grasping that, it becomes a dead cert. That love is claimed. That love is yours and mine. That different love, that heavenly love, that love which Christ, which our Father has for each one of us. Next, I'd like to look at another thing, eternal life. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, it says these words, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." What a fantastic promise. After I said earlier regarding the phrase, it's a dead cert, this again seems quite a strange claim. But just as scripture says here, in believing in Christ, in claiming Him, and saying yes to our Father, yes to Christ, even though our earthly life may cease, in Him we have eternal life. And this is where I'm going to pinch another phrase. And it's Joan's phrase. Yippee! See, we all know that phrase. But yes, it's a dead cert. Thinking of each of our lives as Christians, this is where my next thought comes from. And that's our calling. In 2 Peter 1 verse 10, it says, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Tonight and every day, in knowing Christ, Christ has a plan and purpose for our lives. A brand new goal. Once becoming a child of God, I think this is where some of us might actually struggle. We might actually struggle with this a little bit, saying, well, what is my plan? What is my calling? What is my election? But I'd like to, after looking at that particular verse, I'd like to encourage each one of us to seek and pray if you're unsure in this area. There's a reason for that. And I'll mention it when I just finish this section. Or if you know your election, if you know your calling, I'd like to again encourage you. I'd like to say, move forward. Step boldly. God is with you. And the reason I want to encourage you all in this, whether you're at that stage of seeking and praying and unsure where you are in this area, or if you know your calling, I'd like to encourage you and say, it's a dead cert. God's got that plan. God's got that purpose. God's got that goal. I've got a couple more things to look at. Our heavenly inheritance. In Hebrews 6 verse 11, it says, we want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for may be fully realized. Now we all like a treat. We all like a bonus. We all like to think that at the end of something, something good's going to happen. Something good is in store. It is. God's got good things in store for you and for me. Follow him and stay on his path. Seek his guidance, his love, his power, his strength. And in every situation, his reward to you is great. That's fantastic, really. If you think that when you're taking Christ into your life and accepting Him as your Saviour, that God's got good things in store for you. Yes, there's things for us to follow. There's things for us to do. And we need to seek Him and follow His path and guidance. But His rewards are great. And what's even greater is it's a dead cert. Thinking of something that's happened recently on the news, this leads me to my next title, my next thing for us to think about, a crown of righteousness. In 2 Timothy 4:8, it says, "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing." Now, in recent news, we've learnt of a new arrival, a new prince. Prince Louis has been born. And he is the fifth in line to the crown. Now, where do you stand? Well, I'm glad tonight to say that through your belief in Christ, you've got your crown ready and waiting. It's hard to believe, really, but it's fantastic, because tonight you can say it's a dead cert. Finally, I've got one thing left to say. But there may be many more. And there is many more. But I'd like to finish with this one thing. And that is to see our Lord. In 1 John 3:2, it says, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Knowing Jesus, knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, in knowing Him, certainly we know that this one day will be with Him. We will be in Him, and we will see Him. What a wonderful day that will be when we shall meet the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Heavenly Father, all as His children. Amen. It's a dead cert. The hare and the tortoise. Who's going to win? Oh, it was nearly there. But they said it was a dead cert. Now, I've listed quite a few things in your lives that are dead certs. Did you notice throughout all those things there was one thing, maybe more even, that were definitely in common? The fact that all those things are dead certs is through each one of you accepting Christ as your King in your life. In knowing that difference that you've accepted Him as your Father. And being able to say, I am a son or a daughter of a living God. Now tonight I hope, and I think I know, that all of you have taken that step. But in reflecting on the things that I've said, I don't know, quickly looking how many dead certs, seven were there? All right. Completion. Mention seven things. Seven dead certs for you to claim tonight. Yeah. Now I want you all to maybe not physically, but in your heads, think of those things and claim each one. Think of those things and say, yeah, God, those can move within my life. Those can make a difference in my life. Because no matter where we are in our Christian walk, those things are relevant. And those things need to be at the forefront of our Christian experience. Now, if you didn't realize any of those things, or if you don't know where you are in those situations, talk to God tonight. Say, Lord, I thank you that you are a dead cert in my life. Claim those things tonight and say, Lord, move within my life in those dead cert situations. Because God can make the difference right now. In whatever situation, whatever point in life you are, God can become that dead cert, that reality, that positive outcome, that yes word. Amen.